It's a cool and sunny Saturday morning, and about a dozen people are milling about in a parking lot on the edge of Notre Dame's campus. The main attraction? A dozen electric vehicles, complete with their owners. Some of them were higher-end options, like the new Mustang Mach-E, an all-electric crossover SUV that starts at around $43,000. But there were also some more affordable cars, like the all-electric Nissan Leaf, which starts at just over $27,000. And even some plug-in hybrids, like the Chrysler Pacifica minivan owned by Scott Seifer.
It runs on electricity, which is cheaper than running on gas, and it's a big vehicle.
With the hybrid engine, he gets about 500 miles of range, perfect for trips to Florida. But when he's just going around town, he only uses the electric motor, which is about 32 miles of range. Charging it up each night takes about 2 hours on the 240-volt outlet he had installed in his garage. Think what an electric clothes dryer uses.
Except for those long trips that I've taken between here and Florida, I've never used any gas.
Sticker price on the Pacifica was around $45,000, but Seifer got his for about $37,000 thanks to a federal tax credit. Depending on your income and the car, you can get up to $7,500 off your taxes if you purchase a new electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle. Lori Cagle, the communications director for South Shore Clean Cities, says that thanks to the wider range of models and those tax credits, EVs are no longer high-end luxury vehicles for rich people.
I can tell you the folks who are the most interested and are coming out not just because of curiosity, but because they really want to get behind the wheel, are seniors.
And Cagle says more incentives could be on the way if the infrastructure bills currently being debated in Congress are passed. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.